Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown want to welcome a very talented young man onto the show right now. You know him because of his song After a Few that's closing in on number one.
Woo-hoo!
And his new EP that came out just last month. It's called Beers Better Cold. Travis Denning. Hey, Travis.
Good to talk to y'all, man. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I was just going over your past and your life coming up, you started playing bars when you were 16 years old. I also was a musician very young. Obviously, I didn't succeed because I'm here now. But I played bars when I was 16 years old. How were the people, were they receptive when you played?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my dad usually kind of chaperoned it, or my mom would come around.
Adorbs.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of times people thought it was kind of cool. You know, they'd look up and see this, like, cover band, and you know, it's like there'd be four or five, you know, 50-year-old dudes, and then there's me,
yeah,
you know, playing guitar, and they're like, golly, that dude looks like he's 12, and I'm like 12 and a half, thank you very much. But
oh my gosh.
And I mean, it was a cool time, you know. And that was a huge part of me learning how to play with a band, you know. I mean, just understanding the dynamic of being on stage and kind of where everybody fits. Yeah, man, I look back on those times, and, man, I miss them sometimes. They were fun.
Yeah, it's fun, because, I mean, when I was 16, the 50-year-old guys at the bar were just happy that I knew Lynyrd Skynyrd songs and how to play them. It was when I actually tried to play original songs that they kind of,
they're like,
you know,
what is this?
I lost
trend?
Them, but obviously it wasn't a problem for you.
I have a question. Did you have any groupies that would show up when you were, like, 16 and try and get into the bar, and the bouncers were like, no, just because there's a 16-year-old on stage does not mean you get to get into this bar as well? Or how did that work out?
No, I was about 130 pounds soaking wet back then. I wasn't the best looking, sexiest guy, so I had no groupies. But the band I played with had kind of like a lot of people who loved to come to the show and stuff. And I think there were some groupies in there for the obviously the 50-year-olds. But
there's always groupies at every show.
Like,
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That lady scares me. You know, she's like kind of, she's like smoking three cigarettes at the time and everything. Like, a very southern rock groupie.
Yeah, like lipstick on the cigarettes band. Type of thing.
Yeah, it was like definitely that. The kind of stuff that like scares you a little bit. So,
yeah, a little bit.
But we had a blast.
So you started off playing in bars when you were young, and then you moved to Nashville in 2011. Did you always know you wanted to move to Nashville, or was there a moment where you're like, you know what, I got to go?
You know, there was definitely a moment. I went to college for like one semester, and I just didn't want to do it. I just knew, I was like, I want to go actually put my time and effort in what I want to do. So until I was about 21, I played bars. I played around Georgia and Florida and just the Southeast. And actually in my head, I thought about moving to Atlanta at first. And the biggest reason why was, I mean, Atlanta actually had a pretty good little kind of songwriter scene. And, you know, for me, Zach Brown Band, I mean, they were such a inspiration for Georgia country artists, because not only did Zach Brown, you know, make it huge and, you know, had all these hits, but he never even really went to Nashville. And so in my head, I thought, I was like, well, man, I could go to Atlanta and I can be Zach Brown. But let me tell you something. Brown,
not a bad hero to have. And speaking of heroes, sure. You love 90s country. If you had to choose one 90s country artist that you would just jam to all day, every day with the windows down, who would it be?
Shenandoah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that. And I'm looking at your EP right now. All the songs, there are six songs on it. It was released on May 15th called Beers Better Cold. You have beer in the EP. You have a song that's called Where That Beer's Been, After a Few, obviously. And then another one called Beers Better Cold, which is the title of your EP. So, like, obviously you love to drink beer. What is your favorite brand of beer? Has anyone ever, like, you know, pinned you down and said, all right, if you had to drink beer for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Man, I have been asked that, and it's so tough because every beer's got a different thing, right? You know, it's like you don't want to drink some thick Guinness by the pool, you know what I mean? But it's like, but Guinness is good. So if I had to pick like one beer for the rest of my life for all occasions, I think I would say Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Good choice.
Love that beer. That's a good beer.
That's a good beer.
Travis, it's also obviously your big song right now, closing out at number one, is After a Few. Exactly how many is a few?
That's up to you, baby.
All right, Travis Detting, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you know him from After a Few and his new EP, Beers Better Cold, out right now. You can download that. Can we go into stores and buy things again?
I have no idea.
All right.
If he doesn't know, we don't know.
Travis, thank you so much for joining us on Country 102.5.
Thank y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.